Welcome to the message today, and what a cool day it has been this new year. And as we begin, you would join me in prayer. Loving God, we just thank you for life that you give us and for the warmth of our homes, the opportunity to now come together in church on Zoom. It's not our preferred choice, but it's one that you have provided, and we thank you for it. We ask that you would be with all components of the service, that you would allow everything to work fine. Everyone at home will be able to join in as they choose. Thank you very much. This message is yours. And God, we just ask that you would take it, that you would use my voice to speak what you want spoken, and that we could hear specifics as you apply them to us. In Christ's name, amen. The title of today's message is A Fresh Start. Is that something you thought of yesterday or maybe even at 12:01 Saturday morning? I know many would stay up. I thought about it before I went to bed and thought about it when I woke up on Saturday morning. A fresh start, that's typically what so many people think about. Around the world, people watch their clocks and celebrate a new year. Why? Why do people make such a big deal out of a new year? One day past the day before. What is different? Is there a difference in your world? 2021 was probably the most anticipated year of all time. For many, 2020 needed to be gone, over with, and finished. Did the year of 2021 end the challenges of 2020? No, but it brought new challenges. Will 2022 be different? Will it bring in a better tomorrow? As this year plays out and goes through, will it be better? Pray that it will. But we also base that in our version of what is better. Every year we make resolutions, celebrate and hope for a brighter day. It is like the hope of a new beginnings is irresistible. As we think of 2022, there is so much that is possible. But until we are together with Jesus, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be the perfect answer to what we're looking for. And we will never be completely satisfied. Did your life change yesterday, Saturday the 1st? You know, as we look back at 2021, there were shootings. COVID continued with new variants. Weather related, the tornadoes of a month or so ago crossing six states and people that are displaced without homes or jobs. The fires most recently of this past week in Colorado. The unprecedented weather extremes of heavy, heavy snowfall. I mean, we're talking in feet in California and heavy rains to extreme heat. Will all that change in 2022? We look for a new beginning, and maybe we do look for a fresh start. What would that look like? Do we each have our own version of what that fresh start is like? Does this world need a fresh start? You know, I would say yes, but the question that comes in is Jesus involved? When we view a fresh start, is he a part of and included? What God envisions for us is so often much greater and more involved than what we envision for ourselves. We have our requests, but are they limiting? Are our requests limited because we don't see the big picture? We see a simple path to our dreams, or a path full of obstacles, but God sees a bright future. In Ephesians 1, verses 4 through 6, and this is from the Passion Translation, "And in love he chose us before he laid the foundation of the universe. Because of his great love, he ordained us, so that we would be seen as holy in his eyes with an unstained innocence." The concept of his great love, we can imagine, but he ordained us so that we would be holy in his eyes. I look at my life and I struggle to see holy, but that's what God sees, with an unstained innocence. How awesome is that, to know that there is no difference? Verse 5, "For it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us as his delightful children through our union with Jesus, the Anointed One, so that his tremendous love that cascades over us would glorify his grace for the same love he has for the beloved Jesus. He has for us, and this unfolding plan brings him great pleasure." Do you realize every day we get closer to that perfect plan, the unfolding, the coming of Jesus? So, yes, we can celebrate a new year. We celebrate every day because we're one day closer. What God had in mind is evidenced by how he placed those he created into a watered garden, the Garden of Eden. God intended man to live in that environment. But it was the fall of man that removed us from that. We may live in a very nice home. We may have our income that comes in. We have our needs met. But we have never lived in that Garden of Eden, in that perfect environment that everything happens in perfect order. From John 1 and verses 1 through 18, and I ask you, if you would, to read those at home, but I'm going to quote verse 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is the beginning of everything." Have you thought of that? Have you looked and realized what that would look like? And imagine. John is giving us a glimpse into the relationship between the Father and the Eternal Son. It is a relationship of love that led to the creation of the universe. How much are you loved? Can you define or describe the love of Jesus for you? We can attempt, and it's a good attempt in most cases, but can we cover it all? Jesus came to take on human flesh, to go all the way into our human experience, all the way through death to resurrection, in order to bring us to a new place. He made our path available. And this place is where we can participate with Jesus in his perfect loving relationship with the Father in the Spirit. He chose us. He wants that to be with that relationship with him. God does amazing things when we simply offer ourselves to him. In trusting obedience to his will and purposes in this world, trusting him. Do you need a new beginning? Do I need a new beginning? Do you need to see a way out of the darkness of this world? Do you need a fresh start? The good news is that Jesus is the light to illuminate your path, my path, and he is the way to a fresh start. Rather than deciding for ourselves what our goals for this next year may be or what our New Year's resolutions will be, maybe take some time to ask God what he would like to do with your life. What does God have in mind for you in 2022? Have you asked him? As I was thinking about this past week leading up to New Year's, it's a little scary to ask God what he wants to do with my life. That might mean I might do things that are a little nerve-wracking or a little scary for me, but it's not. Trusting God, he has the best plan for us. Does he have a special word for you for this new year? Do you trust Jesus? Is there something new he would like to do in your life this new year? The only way we would know, or the only way to bring that out, is to ask. It's a little scary, but man, can it be exciting to know that Jesus has this plan in place and we're a part of it and we're engaged in it? He can change us on the inside in such a way that everything becomes new. He brings a new beginning to how we see God. We can turn to Christ as the light of our way out of any darkness. He is our fresh start. This process begins with honest, humble prayer. We should be transparent before God and tell him our heart's desire. Have you ever done that? Have you done it often? To be very transparent, Jesus doesn't need you to tell him. He knows. But when you open up to him, the connection, the communion just flows. At the same time, we need to humbly acknowledge that our desire may be misguided. So when we ask for particular things, if we can put that within the brackets of within your will, Jesus, that's what I'm asking for. But if it's a poor choice, let's go with your plan first. The next step in seeing the way forward is letting God make us new. We can be so focused on what we think we need that we don't let God give us what we truly need. And that happens so often at the beginning of a new year. The resolutions and all of the, we're going to do this and we're going to do that and I'm not going to do this. But if we put those within the framework of what God wants, he will help us. And we will succeed in what his plan has for us. We need to trust him. We need to follow where the Spirit leads, trusting God to know that the best way to make us new, God knows what that is. Trust him. Let the Spirit lead you that way. When we allow the light to show us the way to make us new, the final step in the process is to share our newness with others. By sharing our testimony, telling the story of how God brought renewal to our lives. And that can be very scary. Some of our stories are just full of God's blessing, and in reality, they all are. But we tend to downplay our world, or we don't want to share it. But when we share our testimony, we're letting the light of Jesus Christ shine in what he's done in our life. Our Jesus knows how to make everything new. Ask him what his plan for us, for you, is this year. As we conclude this message, we come to the table, the Lord's Supper. Jesus, in his master plan of coming down and sacrificing himself, living his life and sacrificing for us, gives us a connection with him that we can renew any time. And this opportunity is to share in his broken body and his spilled blood that he willingly gave for us. So if you have your elements there, you have the bread representing his broken body, the fruit of the vine representing his blood spilled for us. And we pause and say, thank you, God. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for these elements that give us an opportunity to re-strengthen in that communion with him. And God, we just praise you, and I ask that you would bless these elements in Christ's name. Amen. Take and eat. As we look at this fruit of the vine, think of the sacrifice, the willing sacrifice Jesus has done for us. Please sip and take a drink. As we go through this beginning of a new year, please pause and take some time and ask God to guide each one. And I ask that God leads me in the plan that he has, that I may participate with the relationship in his plan for me. In Jesus' name, amen.